I write songs for sinners, relate to beginners in love. Oh yeah, still f***ing up, but just ain't giving up. I feel like a winner, like I've been drowning in luck. But I just think it's the drugs. Once upon a time, it's deceitful. Just wait for the sequel. When
Joyful Wild Flower. That's new music from Yaz. Hello, my dear.
Hi, nice to see you again.
Good to have you back. So you have a new EP.
I do. My first project, other than the singles I've been releasing, I have an EP. It's My Party, It's Okay If I Cry.
Are you going to cry on your birthday? Your birthday is this week, by the way, right? Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's actually the day the album comes out, September 13th. So, yeah.
Awesome. You're going to be playing an EP release show.
I am.
At Paper Moon on Saturday?
Yes, on the 12th.
Tell me about what you're going to do when you go play this show.
So I'm going to play the songs off of my EP along with some fan favorites that I have. There's one that did not make the cut of the EP, but I love, and I'm going to do that. It's like a little birthday party to me, but just an experience of my EP and all the songs on it.
Right. And you said you've released a couple of singles leading up to this.
I have. I've released plenty of singles in the past few years, and then I have two singles off of the EP.
Now tell me, what is this Joyful Wildflower?
So this is the first song off of the EP, and it was untitled for a while. I wrote it back in 2018, and it was really just like me grappling with my life in that I was in my late 20s at this time, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like random, like spitball firing, just like thoughts and just how I'm feeling and how I'm coping. And I thought I'd be in a different spot than I am now when I was younger and how I'm ever going to get to that spot. And just there's a line in there where I say, I always thought I was golden, tap me on my shoulder and say I've been chosen. I always thought that I was bigger than I was. And now that I'm living my life with who I am, it's like trying to grapple with who I always wanted to be, but who I ended up being, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I'm not where I wanted to be in life, but I'm definitely at a spot I'm comfortable at. But that's kind of what the song is. I took a poetry and songwriting class at Hudson Valley a few years back, and I had to name my final project, and I could not figure out a name for it. Joyful Wildflower is actually one first name and two middle names, and it's actually the meanings of my first and two middle names. But that's what that song is.
Do your songs come from your life, the songs you write?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of my songs are, if not most of my songs, are very like biographical. It's hard for me to write something like fiction. It's usually what's going on with me, how I'm feeling. It's my poetry. You know, as I said, I took that poetry class, and this song actually started out as a poem that turned into a song. And the title that I picked for that project for my class ended up becoming the title for this song because I felt like it went hand in hand. But most, if not all, of my songs are, they come from real life and my experiences.
Is that sometimes hard though, when you're writing about you and you're probably writing at times when you're not necessarily your happiest, perhaps?
I write when I'm most passionate. Unfortunately, a lot of my passion comes from pain. It's actually harder for me to write not about my life. I have such a hard time writing fictional stuff, writing things that aren't directly related to me or something that's outside of that pain bracket, because that's just mostly when I write, that's when I'm most passionate. So it's really easy for me to write like that. I'll put music on in my car and just like feel and drive and then write, or you know, think and then write it down later.
So we're in the studio with Yaz. Yaz has a new EP coming. It's My Party, It's Okay If I Cry. Is there a story behind that title?
Yes. So the whole thing, first of all, it's for my birthday, so it's my party.
Yeah.
And that line is actually in my second single that I released off this EP, Comic Sans. Mm-hmm. In the chorus, I say, it's my party, it's okay if I cry. The whole album, I'll just say, is a little different than all the other stuff I put out. This stuff I put out is a little more poppy, a little more jive you can dance to. This is a little more in my emotions and my feels. I was never really a popular kid growing up. Needless to say, my parties were never very well attended. You know, my birthday parties, my Halloween parties, all the things I tried to throw as a kid when you do. And they would result in a little bit of emotion at the end. And this was my way of like reclaiming my birthday parties or my other, you know, events I tried to have as a kid that really didn't go my way, of being like, I'm at a point now where I'm like, I'm not scared to host a little release party, a little birthday party for myself and have fun with it and not care about the details. People show up, I'm going to have a good time regardless, you know? And it's okay if I cry, if, you know, just me and my mom. But that's really the story behind it. They better.
If you're listening right now, you better show up.
Or I will cry.
Oh, no, don't do that. Saturday, Yaz is going to be at Paper Moon. What time is that show going
to
be?
It's from 6 to 8. We are going to have some snacks there, some food. I know it's around dinner time. Every year for my birthday, my mom makes my favorite meal. Ooh. And she's going to make my favorite meal. And the first, I'm going to be generous and say like 12 people to show up are going to get a plate. And then I have snacks outside of that.
Will you share what your favorite meal is?
It's Rice Krispie Chicken with broccoli cheddar casserole and cheddar bay biscuits.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
So it's chicken that you bake, but it's breaded in Rice Krispie. So it has that snap, crackle, pop to it.
So the new EP is called It's My Party, It's Okay If I Cry. We're talking with Yaz here in the studio, local 518 musician. Tell me about your pathway into music. How did you start making music? You were writing poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Did that come first?
That came first, yeah. Yeah, I always wrote poetry. I want to say in like seventh grade I started writing, and I would always show it to my seventh grade chemistry teacher. She was really interested in all my writings. And she was like, you know, poetry goes really hand in hand with singing. Have you ever considered that? And I was like, no, I can't carry a tune to save my life. And then eventually I was just like, I love music. And I learned I can memorize words really well. I started, you know, getting into karaoke and singing a lot. And then eventually I just started singing more, and I liked it. And it's a fun, expressive way outside of poetry. It's not just peaking, you know, there's more to it. And I just started doing that. I've been writing music since I was about 13 or 14, unseriously at that point. You know, everyone, when you're young, you have delusions of grandeur of being a singer, an actor, or whatever. And then as I got older, I started doing theater. I had friends that were singers, and I was like, maybe I should, you know, look into this more because I love all these poems and I love all these songs I'm making. And it would be a shame if, you know, they died in my notes app or, you know, they stayed in my journal forever. So I started taking it a little more seriously and talking to my friends who make music. And they were like, you have some good stuff here.
Yaz, is there an artist that when you were growing up, when you were starting to sort of be in this space that you were like, I wanted to be like that?
For a while growing up, I was really into country music.
Cool.
Yeah, I liked Tay Swift a lot. But I think just I was less artist-based, more like genre-based. I think I get a lot of my lyricism from country. They pack a lot of lyrics and a lot of storytelling into there. And I think that's why my music gets so wordy. But I will say I loved Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse is my top artist of all time. Melanie Martinez, lyrically, I've always loved her, and I loved her sound. I loved her quirkiness and her out-of-the-boxness and how she's not really a rapper, but she's not really a singer. But her lyrics are just, they're amazing. Fall Out Boy, I think I've mentioned in the past that I love Fall Out Boy, and also they inspire me lyrically a lot. I care about both the sound and the lyrics, but I think I am so heavy on my lyrics and my meaning because it all comes from a poetic standpoint.
So, yeah, we're playing a couple songs. We played one to start. We're going to play one at the end here as well. And we're playing that song, Woosa, which is probably going to be on my favorites for the year, by the way.
Just letting you know. I like that.
So people have heard a little bit of your music. How would you describe what you're making? Because it doesn't sound country necessarily.
No, I got out of my country phase a while ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. it doesn't really sound Fall Out Boy either, but
I don't think any of my musical inspirations match my music that I make, which I kind of like because I feel like I don't want to become a mini me of my favorite artist. You know, I want to make my own path. So I kind of take pieces of Amy, pieces of Taylor, pieces of Patrick Stump and Fall Out Boy and all of them and kind of just like make my own Yaz vibe given what I like from them. And I think my vibe, I always call myself genre fluid. I do whatever I want. If you listen to some of my songs, I have some rock, I have some pop, I have some R&B. I listen to music in a very fluid way. My playlist is different genre after different genre, and I want my music to be like that. I don't want to get stuck in a rut of, they know me as a pop singer. I'm going to do just pop. They know me as a country singer. I'm just going to do country. I do have some country songs on the back burner, but not any out yet. When people ask what type of music do you make, I say, I do what I want. I make what I want. You know?
We're playing Comic Sans in a moment, but what are the other songs on the EP? Is there any that you want to sort of like highlight and say, hey, please look for this one when it goes out there.
Yes. So the other three, there's five on there. There's Deep End, there's Labyrinth, and then my last one is the fifth one, and it's the full title is called Kintsugi, The Art of Becoming Your Circumstances. That is by far my favorite one. I've performed it recently at some shows. That one is my favorite. I think with this album, as I mentioned before, with the whole It's My Party, It's Okay If I Cry, I grew up in a very state in life. I have had a lot of mental and emotional baggage, and I grew up as a really sad kid. And that's pretty much what this whole EP is. Each song is really just about me as a kid. I'm turning 30 this year, and just going from the sad kid that I was to being 30. And I didn't really make a plan for my life. I didn't really think I was going to grow up to be the age I am. And that's what this whole album is like, I'm 30. I didn't even think one day I'd be 20. In Kintsugi is me talking to a younger version of myself, being like, you can do this, you got this, you never thought you'd be here, but you are here. September is also Suicide Awareness Month, and I grew up, like I said, a very sad kid, and that's why I didn't think I'd be here. Kintsugi is not just about me talking to my younger version of myself, but also like any other sad kids out there that don't see a future ahead of themselves and don't think that they're gonna make it out of their darkest moments. All those little black girls that grew up sad and didn't think that there was a home for them in the world. And that is by far my favorite. And that's why I'm ending it on that one. It's more of a happier note, but it has tones of sad just because that's the whole premise of it. That's by far my favorite one on the album.
It also sounds like it's the message you want to leave people with.
Yes.
Don't stay hidden in your space there. Come on out. We'll help you.
And everything gets better. Although you don't see a future for yourself, it doesn't mean that there isn't one.
Yes, I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your story.
Thank you.
We're going to finish on Comic Sans here. You want to say something about this one? This one seems kind of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
I wrote this, as I said, I have a hard time writing like everything is about me. I can't write anything about someone else or about an analogy. Comic Sans is what I call my word salad poem. It's all these thoughts and things that I feel about life, just like line after line after line. It's really fun. My mom jokes that I put her in a lot of my songs. She always gets a shout out. And in there, I mentioned my mom. It's fun. Someone told me one day that I'm like Comic Sans personified as a person, which apparently there's a lot of strong opinions in the world about like Comic Sans Microsoft Word font that I did not know about. Like I like looked it up on Reddit and it was kind of just like Comic Sans it's fun. It's a necessary. You don't really like use it in professional settings. It's kind of like an uncanny, like quirky font. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I could see how a drunk person at a bar would call me. Go call me Comic Sans. So then I like wrote down all these like weird, like quirky things that I thought about like of myself of like, you know, I used to do pageants. And the first line is my pageant crown was just wound a little too tight, you know, messed up my brain a little bit. And it's just, you know, just quirky little weird liners that I have. I have a thing about girl dinner. Yeah, I like Comic Sans. It's one of my older ones, too. I worked on it with another producer a while back, and I ended up shelving it. But he was like, when you release this, please let me know, because I love this song. So when I released it, he reached out to me and was like, you finally did it!
That's fantastic.
One of my less serious ones.
I like it. It's good. All right, we're with Yaz, and the EP is called It's My Party, It's Okay If I Cry, Saturday, September 12th at Paper Moon. 6 to 8?
6 to 8.
All right, folks, don't miss out on this. You want to catch this star. She's awesome. Comic Sans, let's listen.
Maybe mama didn't love me right. Pageant crown wound just a little too tight. He broke my heart through song in the 10th grade. Cause that's how legends are made. All the girls I like love their boyfriends. Sure my dad's coming back, let's pretend. For a second I have friends. He likes my mouth but not my mind. I trust he'll come.